So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Piazza Auto Group Studios, experience the power of one with 8 brands and 25 locations. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
It is Dom time, the start of a holiday week, but one in the Trump era where there is always something brewing, something that could happen. I think the president today is going to unveil another Republican health plan. Republicans have to do something on that. You can't walk around just being critical. He knows it. They know it. But I want to lead off with the, I told Henry, with the gift that keeps on giving. Right here in our backyard, I mean, the Big Six over the weekend on the national shows, even Skeletor, Martha Raddatz, couldn't jump into the ring to save Elisa Slotkin, who appears to be the ringleader of this now, more than Mark Kelly, about the illegal orders. All she could do was reference a few good men. That's the best. But Chrissy Houlihan, running against John Fetterman, for the Senate, ultimately, that's my view, is out there, and now she's playing some of the phone calls she's getting. Like, these phone calls prove that she's right about illegal orders. What they prove is, out in horsey country, and the sycophants around the country, they don't care about anything. They don't care about this wedge with the military. And some of them started to say over the weekend, well, they're getting all these people coming for it. Produce them! Produce who's coming forward to you. Let's get it on here and telling you about illegal orders and JAG officers and all this stuff. But here is the Christmas treat for you. Here is Chrissy Houlihan's work voicemails presented, Your Honor, as Exhibit A, that America is with Houlihan. Cut 22. All right, Chrissy Houlihan's transmission to us is a little bit off here. We're working on that. But as I said, the Sunday shows definitively went down the line.
I'm calling to say thank you.
Okay, here we go.
Hi, Representative Houlihan.
I am not a constituent. I actually live in Colorado.
I'm from Ohio. I'm calling from Baltimore. Carnation, Washington.
I'm a resident of Philadelphia.
Gardner, Montana.
I'm a constituent in this district.
I am from Phoenixville.
I'm calling to say thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
I was a career military officer.
I lived in Westchester for 22 years.
Reading, PA.
I live in Berwyn, Pennsylvania.
I live in Coatesville, Pennsylvania.
I live in Fairbanks, Alaska. I am a veteran.
I'm a veteran.
A Marine Corps veteran.
An infantry veteran.
Mom of a wounded warrior.
Thank you for standing firmly with our service members.
I'm a Gulf War veteran from Wisconsin.
Seattle, Washington.
Carlsbad, California.
Cambridge, Massachusetts.
Calling from Minnesota.
Well, I just want to tell her I appreciate her comments, and they're right, and Keep pushing it.
I'm a resident of Madison, Wisconsin.
I live in Iowa.
Texas.
Really wanted her to hear from one of her constituents, but she knows that we are grateful for her taking a stance.
Being a Vietnam veteran.
Thank you for letting them know it's okay to question orders that seem wrong or illegal.
What's up there, Henry? I think we got enough. So thank you. That seem wrong or illegal. Okay, now I have to say, on some of the Sunday shows, finally, even though the hosts usually, Margaret Brennan, people like that, are the other way, even they stopped them here and went after the specifics and what this would lead to. And that woman's car, you know, they seem wrong or illegal to be questioning these. Just think of where this is going. It did. I think it's at a higher level than it was last week. All right, this will be cut 15. Here is Slotkin, Senator Slotkin. Now, she's the CIA, former CIA. And Slotkin is in the ring with ABC Raddatz Week, talking about she's not aware of illegal orders. And then she references a few good men. Cut 15.
I know you've received death threats, bomb threats. I just want to read again what the president has been putting on his social media. He is not backing off overnight, calling you again traitor, sedition at the highest level, a major crime. This all started on Thursday. Donald Trump saying it's called seditious behavior at the highest level. Each one of these traitors to our country should be arrested and put on trial. Continuing, this is really bad and dangerous to our country. Seditious behavior from traitors, lock them up. Seditious behavior punishable by death. He also reposted, hang them, George Washington would. I just want you to tell me what's happened since this.
Well, I think almost immediately, you know, the security situation changed for all of us. Leadership climate is set at the top. So if the president's saying things like that, you can imagine people on the ground, what they're doing, the calls into our office, et cetera, into our teams, the calling of police. You know, I think I've been through dangerous situations before, so it doesn't change, you know, my feeling about speaking my mind. But obviously, the president took issue with one sentence in a video and was calling for our death. I think that's inappropriate, whether you're a Democrat, Republican, or an independent.
The White House says President Trump wasn't threatening death, but thinks you and the other members are in serious trouble. Are you concerned about any of that? Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche said you should be held to account.
Look, I mean, I think there's no secret that the president is trying to weaponize the Justice Department. We've seen him do this many times with many different people already. This is a tool of fear. He's trying to get us to shut up because he doesn't want to be talking about this. And in fact, I would argue that one of the things that he's been doing by repeating it and talking about it is trying to distract us from the big stories of last week, which were the Epstein files and then the economy. And I took note yesterday at 9 o'clock at night, he's tweeting that there's no inflation, the economy is the best it's ever been. It was kind of amazing considering that the American public isn't stupid.
All right. So I have more where she invokes Nuremberg, where she invokes and gets into the idea, well, there are no illegal orders that we know of. Isn't that the central issue when you strip everything away? Now, this rebellion moves over to Jersey. Her sister in arms, Mikey Sherrill, over the weekend, well, the last 3 or 4 days, has been talking about, yeah, we're definitely looking at not sending federal tax money to Washington because of what Trump is doing. The people that love taxes, New Jersey, and she's one of them, they don't want to send federal tax money that they've collected to Washington because of Trump, and Trump's not spending enough. Why would we do that? Why don't we withhold taxes? Go ahead. Let's see if we withhold taxes, and let's see if for once they would put her in jail. You try to do that. Jersey threatening to withhold taxes. So this has just amped them up. And either they're reading the room wrong or I am. I'm reading the room to say that Americans see this very clearly. They're logical. They're not just the sycophants who called Chrissy Houlihan's. We're seeing around the country. I was doing a national show the last few days. And people are afraid this drives a wedge into the military, makes it more difficult for people to know clearly that they should be following orders and that legal orders are so rare that it's almost hard to believe that we would be talking about this. No, they did this knowingly, and Slotkin is the ringleader, thinking that somehow or another, if they just weren't specific, they would make it. The bottom line is they're saying Trump is the illegal order. Whatever Trump says, they started over the weekend talking about the National Guard here and there. They threw in a few other things. But Mikey Sherrill wants to withhold taxes. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210. One other thing, we have Mondani over the weekend asked about Trump. Is he still a fascist? I'll play that for you. But I have to admit, are you going to give me the 4D chess thing with President Trump again? Now, we got a great guest coming on. I've interviewed him already in one place. He wrote the Fox piece prior to Trump meeting Mondani on Friday, which seems a million years ago, laying out the differences between socialism and capitalism, point by point, in an interesting way, in a way that anyone could pick up on. I think it was a missed opportunity. Now, you know, this is somewhat Trump style. He likes to be liked. He's got the guy there. He likes his style, what he did. And he cares about New York. All that's fine. But wasn't this a moment to engage this guy on this nonsense? The only one it did was Jack Posobiec, who's been on the show. And he got into it with him about defunding the police and other things. About overtaxing white neighborhoods. And Mondani lied and said, no, we're not doing that. I didn't say that. Of course he did. Of course, he and a whole gang, they can't wait to do that. That's one of their prime things. I just think it was a missed opportunity. I don't want to hear about 4D chess on this stuff. And I think Trump is trying to grab onto affordability, which is a good thing. And maybe he thinks Mondani is onto the affordability issue, that he's owned it. He's put it front and center. And it's a good thing to kind of fly in that orbit a bit. Even though I wanted him to challenge him. He doesn't have to be wild. Could be a friendly back and forth. Draw this guy out a little bit. Let's hear about socialism. Let's hear about his life versus the life of misery you get with socialism. And he's probably a communist anyhow. All right, 855-839-1210. Let me give you the side question. Yesterday was the birthday of Billy the Kid. 11/23/1859 is what I have. Keep that in mind. He had a short life, short but eventful. Because I always say that the last Republican mayor in Philadelphia was alive for 3 years while Billy the Kid was roaming the earth. So Billy the Kid only lived, I think, 21, 22, 23, something like that, before Pat Garrett killed him in a gunfight. So we're looking for somebody that has a "the" or an "of" attached to their name in honor of Billy the Kid. I mean, I'm sure I don't even know his real name. He just went by Billy the Kid. What's your last
name? Point.
Billy the Kid. Yeah.
That should be like kind of a caveat for this. You don't actually know their name. You
don't
know where
to.
They're from.
Right.
You just what
that.
They are.
Yeah. Of the "of" or the yeah. So I'm going to take off "The Rock." It can come at the beginning. You don't say the "of" or "the" after "The Rock." And I'm going to take off, of course, the biggest, probably, Joan of Arc.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I've never heard her described as anything else.
Right, yeah.
It's just like, Joan of Arc, that's it. Yeah. Yeah. A very consequential historical figure, to put it almost unimaginable that she leads the troops.
Yeah. What, like 14
wins.
Years old or something?
Yes. And a female back then. You know, it's just, it didn't happen. History's messed it up. It's true. All right, Henry, how about yours?
Yeah, so I'll take two off the board, one real, one fictional.
Yes.
You do know this person I'm about to say by their name, but they have so many good nicknames, it's hard not to point them all out here. I'm talking about the Sultan of SWAT, the Colossus of Clout,
sure,
the King of Crash, the Great Bambino, Babe Ruth.
Well, even Babe.
Were you watching The Sandlot last night?
No, I was not, I swear.
It was on.
Was it really?
Yeah,
it was, man.
Yeah. It's on Netflix now, too. Netflix.
Yeah, all right, so that's good. Maybe I'll watch that later.
And Babe is even a nickname.
Oh, yeah, in itself. Yeah, George Herman Ruth.
Right, but we don't call him that.
Yeah, and the other one I want to take off, a fictional one, the first woman to be knighted in the Seven Kingdoms in the show Game of Thrones. I'm talking about Ser Brienne of Tarth.
Yeah, I would reject that answer among the judges, but we have allow you to do it.
You see Brienne of Tarth do some swordplay, you change your mind, you come back.
I have seen Game of Thrones, and that's enough. Yeah. All right, Sean, do you have one?
So the first person that came to mind with a the or of in their title was... Yes. Because YouTube's been giving me a lot of Epstein content.
Okay.
It was the Prince Andrew, Duke of York.
Right. Yeah.
But yeah. I think is like a good of person would be the Earl of Sandwich.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
The Earl of Tacony, yeah. too. We'll take both Earls off.
He'll be coming in studio later.
Yeah, but the sandwich, right, yeah. Okay, so it's 855-839-1210. You can get in. Where do we stand now in this military battle? I'll tell you where we stand. We're approaching the dangerous point. That's why I played you the Houlihan thing. There are enough of these people out there. They're egging people on enough that somebody is going to say, illegal order in a situation that's difficult. Primarily, it might be with the Venezuelan drug ships coming in. Although, it could be somehow or another, but I don't know how the military is involved, but the National Guard in Chicago or somewhere else, and you're going to see that. And here we go. So did they get away with it? I don't think so. Todd Blanche, though, has to be a person of his word. He should have started the investigation by now, not after Thanksgiving. This is one time Trump's right on this. Start it now. Get to the bottom of it. Put them under oath. I think Slotkin is the ringleader. I think the others are kind of along for the ride. The one who's most disgraceful is Mark Kelly. The one that I've been telling you about is Houlihan. You know, that there's no doubt about it with Houlihan, what she's about. And she's particularly now, I think, wanting to run against Fetterman. This is the mentality out there in the suburbs. They are out of control with resistance, and yet they lecture. She does that tone, that face, moderation. Always with that lecturing us when they can't even understand or don't want to understand the danger of what they're talking about and why people don't do this. And no, we're not buying. This was just a refresher course. Nobody needs a refresher course. We know exactly what you're doing here. All right, hit us with the of. And at 12:30, again, do you want to be the first 4D chess caller? I'm tired of that. President Trump wanted to gland him with this guy, wanted to play it that way. It was good for both of them and all that. To me, this was a missed opportunity. I don't think you platform this guy. I think you show him for the creep that he is, and that's what I believe he is. Somebody who went to a $60,000-a-year school, banked by the parents. We have a tape out again over the weekend of his father with jihad. He's a jihadist, too. And the president said, well, I don't think he is, and I'll let that for Elise, who's running against Hochul in New York, to duke it out. Now, she's right. You're wrong on this. He is. There is no doubt. All right, we'll get the side question going. Only a 4-day week. I'll be off on Thanksgiving this week to get the winner. And 855-839-1210, you get on board. Also, coming up, waiting to see the president's health plan today. I think he's right. He gets the urgency of this, that Republicans have to come forward with some kind of plan of meaning. Otherwise, you're going to be behind the eight ball constantly with Democrats on this as we head into the midterm. One other thing, too. Smarter Republicans sounding the alarm over the weekend, saying the grocery store stuff is not enough, as I've been saying. Now, that's where people really feel it. But this despondency, the younger vote, can't get into that first home. And this is where Trump's got a lot of knowledge, a lot of contacts. They got to do something on this. They have to break through with this. Not the 50-year mortgage dumb idea. I've ruled on that now. Sorry, Robert Pencil. It's just, I've done it enough time. I think it's a dumb idea. But they do have to break through with some way to get more people in the housing. 855-839-1210. One quick reminder, too. He is everywhere. I don't know how the man sleeps. I was called the man who never sleeps when I started in talk radio, but Scott Jennings. And if you go to my Twitter at DomShow1210, I'm kind of chronicling how many big podcasters he's undressing. He can articulate Trumpism better than anybody out there. And he does it in a way that is not, it's disarming. I don't see how he can be resisted. And that new book that he has, How Trump Stormed Washington, vast amount of Trump, Elon Musk, it's all in there. All you have to do is join us. It's going to be a fabulous night. We've got him for about an hour and 15 minutes. That's a lot to cover. Where did this guy come from? Get your tickets now, December 9th, Great Colonial Theater. Best thing to do is to get the meet and greet with him. You'll really like it backstage. But if not, we welcome you anyhow. There's plenty of room for all. Get your tickets at 1210WPHT.com. Do it now. Make it an early Christmas present. Make it a night out. A lot of places to eat. It's in Phoenixville. Spectacular setting. We were there before the great sauce gravy debate. And of course, the bar. It's got a fabulous bar area. You will enjoy yourself. If you've never been, you can see what we talk about. It's a club. It's a getting together. It's like the trip. I mean, we go off, Dawn's off to Portugal next now. That's how talk radio works. That's the essence of it. So get the tickets now, 1210WPHT.com.
This is Talk Radio 1210 WPHT On Demand. On Demand.
Okay, it is Dom time. Welcome in, special guest. This was a missed opportunity with the president. Guy who's a big-time entrepreneur wrote for Fox a column about socialism versus capitalism, and it was easy enough to do that. Why not take the opportunity with this guy? Stop with the 4D chess. You know, this guy's got to be challenged when you get him in an opportunity where you got the power. You can glad hand say, hey, it was a pleasant visit, but, you know, we differed on socialism. We differed on what the result is. It's clear to me. And just let him respond a little bit. You don't get opportunities with this. This guy just doesn't do anything where you're going to get a clean shot. He does media interviews where he lies, and that's about it. All right, so that's one thing. The thing that got me over the weekend, too, Mikey Sherrill, all of a sudden, why should we send those federal taxes? We're noodling this on the first day to Washington. These people think that they are going to commit a slow-motion coup here with Trump. Be it the usual stuff, deep state, slow walk everything in the government, but now the military, the no kings people now. And then Mikey Sherrill, well, maybe we won't send the taxes there. And I think they're mistaken. I think they're overplaying their hand here. They're on an even footing for the midterms at this point, due to the affordability issue, et cetera. That's why Republicans.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed-sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have to, by the new year, have their health plan rolled out. I think they're going all out on affordability in the grocery store, but they need to take bold action, public events, around the issue of housing. And then the president can do all these rallies, and that's great, but he's got to call out his own voters. And say, you just can't come to a rally, just be all fired up because I'm on the top of the ticket. You have to get out and vote. That's what we're looking for here. Here's one more piece from over the weekend of the nonsense. Although I do think the weekend hosts, the Sunday morning shows, did more than a little bit. Push into this. Here's a little bit more of Houlihan. This is cut 9. Talking again about judges have pushed back on what she calls Trump's orders. There's no orders. It's not the military. The executive makes a decision. The judicial, if somebody sues, says yay or nay on it. But in the goofy world of Chester County, they believe Trump is ordering stuff when he's executing his office, cut 9.
Uniform Code of Military Justice, which, as you were saying, all members of the military should be familiar with, right? It explicitly states, Congresswoman, that members of the military must follow only lawful orders, right? So that's in their existing code of honor and conduct. So I'm curious as to why you and others, I see Senator Kelly there, why you chose to put this video out now, if that's already in the military code, or if there is something specific that you have seen happen that made you think you needed to do this.
And this, yeah, this seems to be everybody's, you know, question of the moment. This wasn't, you know, in response to any one event, but rather sort of a piling up of events and occurrences. Over the last 10 or so months, we've seen hundreds of examples of President Trump's orders being questioned by the courts, and hundreds of examples of those being ruled, sometimes by Trump's judges themselves, that they are unlawful. And so there wasn't any one thing in the past that we were talking about. We were largely aiming ourselves at the future, to remind people in uniform of their obligation and responsibility to the Constitution and not to the president.
She still hasn't answered it. And Erin Burnett, dope again, did not go back. The question was good. And the follow-up, those are not orders. This is what a president, the executive branch, does. The judicial may rule yay or nay on it if someone sues. It happens all the time. They're not orders. They're not military orders. They're nothing like it. If you can't at least pretend to define the term so we can debate this, then you know what's going on here. By the way, I'm looking at polling this morning. At this point in their tenure, in their second term, President Bush and President Obama, party support was at 78%, meaning self-identified Republicans in the case of Bush, Democrats in the case of Obama, supported this far in. So we're, you know, almost the end of the fifth year, 78% supported. President Trump's Republican Party support, meaning his own party, 87%. All right? That is a noticeable difference from those two presidents. It's a chasm, really, in difference in support. Okay, coming up, I talked to this guy on Friday night, Ted Jenkin, president of Exit Stage Left Advisors, entrepreneur, wrote a great piece that Fox put up, Difference Between Capitalism and Socialism. You know, you don't have all day with Mondami there. What would be your elevator speech to draw him out that the president could have used to say, here's the difference, buddy, 855-839-1210. Is it that hard to do it? Then I'll get you on the side question, too. You know, at Rescue Natural Supplements, you can take advantage of huge Black Friday savings all month long. We're talking discounts up to 80% off on high-quality, carefully crafted, natural formulas for just about all of your health and wellness needs. For over 40 years now, Rescue has used clinically tested vitamins, nutrients, antioxidants, patented ingredients to perfect their all-natural supplement brands. And right now, you can grab exactly what you need at all-time high discounts, from immunity boosters and blood pressure health to natural brain focus and energy enhancers. You'll get slash prices up to 80% off on Rescue's wide variety of wellness products like trusted cholesterol support supplements or high-intensity omega-3s. Stop waiting to improve your well-being. Get these limited-time deals, res-q.com, or call an RES-Q product consultant, 800-26-ALIVE. That's 800-262-5483, or online at res-q.com. 80% off during the entire month of November. Shop today, save, and start actually feeling better with high-quality health essentials.
Thanks for listening to Talk Radio 1210 WPHT On Demand.
All right, welcome in, everyone. So golden opportunity on Friday to mix it up a bit with Mondami. What would our guest, Ted Jenkin, who, as I said, is an entrepreneur, president of Exit Stage Left Advisors, Fox op-ed writer, he wrote the 5 points as he sees it that differ between socialism and capitalism. Let's go to Ted here on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Ted, thanks for joining us today. So a missed opportunity, I thought, on Friday. What would have been the easiest way for the public to see Breaking the Ice with Mondami? What point would you have made if you were there?
Well, I think Trump tried to do this a little bit, but, you know, they have some common ground, especially with affordability being such a big issue, about creating more housing. And right now, I still think, have very different views about how that's going to happen. Trump's done it in New York City for a long time by being an incentivized developer and cutting zoning delays and tax credits. And, you know, Mondani's got, you know, a different view. It's all about rent freezes and, you know, controlling prices. That's the socialism's textbook playbook. You know, it's a textbook play.
So you would think you would bring that up, right, and say, look, I'm a builder. I have a lot of experience. How about if we go easy on what you're doing here with this freezing, et cetera, and I'll help you? Would that have been out of line? I'm trying to, you don't think it was possible to mix it up with this guy?
Oh, I think he should have mixed it up, but okay. this is Trump's playbook, right? You know, bromance, honeymoon, right. Breakup. So, you know, he had the bromance. There may be a little bit of a honeymoon, although Mondani might have ruined that already by calling him a fascist after the meeting. But he should have used my line and said, listen, Mondami, if you punish the builders, you get less building. If you free the builders, you get more housing. It's just that simple.
Yeah, exactly. And you know what? That's right in the area of Trump as a builder, knowledgeability on that. And I think the average person would go, yeah, that sounds right. Why would we do it otherwise? The idea that I talked to you about on Friday, that's my biggest worry about socialism, is what goes on in the schools. It's not drilled in that this has been.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo, it'll create a custom website, it'll write social posts for you, and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Out there for thousands of years, Thanksgiving coming up, the pilgrims had a spasm of socialism, didn't work. Some of them probably died because of it. They went to some form. They were still communal. They still cared about each other. But they went to a more capitalistic thing, and I think they made it, maybe even they surpassed what they thought they could do.
Yeah, look, I've always felt in here and still do as an entrepreneur that it's very simple. For 250 years, capitalism brings choices, and all that socialism brings is shortages, right? Because then you don't have new people coming up with new ideas to innovate, to create new businesses. And that's what has made our country so great. It's what makes China try to copy everything that we're doing. They have no ideas of their own. They only have ideas they take from us and then try to copy them and make them better. So we're the country that innovates. And if you go to socialism in any way, shape or form, it's just going to bring lots and lots of shortages.
Yeah. So Ted, you'll be coming up with a YouTube show pretty soon, and it's dedicated to this and how to create wealth. So while we have you here, people thinking about it over the holidays, taking a look at their own, what is the thing that you drill down, given your experience, that creates wealth? What do wealthy people do, other than if they're born with money and all that stuff? What do they do?
No, listen, Dom, I'll give it to people real simply here. For wealthy people, there's only two asset classes that matter in life. It's called private business and real estate. And quite frankly, Dom, a lot of the people that are in real estate are either developers or builders or things like that. I'm not telling you not to be in the stock market, right? I've been around that a long time. I'm just saying the real wealthy people in America own businesses. They create private industry that they figure out how to cash flow, and then one day they sell it. And so I want to teach people on red, white, and green all about capitalism, how it works. And no matter what stage of life you're at, you know, if you're a school teacher, a lot of them that have side hustles, all the way to people that want to invest in their own business, this is what America is about.
And do you help with that? Do you help with people that are selling more?
Yeah. I mean, well, I've done both over time, but today one of my businesses is I help people sell their business when they're ready to sell it. But I also want to teach people that it's not that hard in America to start a business, right? It's hard to make it successful, but it's not that hard to start it. And I do believe, you know, you get what you earn. That's what life is. So I want to teach people how to become better earners. And even, Dom, if they work in a company or they work for a government or whatever it may be, how do you become an entrepreneur within that company so you can grow your income faster? So if you're not ready to take the risk to do it yourself, let me teach you how to do it inside of a company.
Oh, now that's what we have to have you back on. That's gold. That's absolutely. You also wrote your column, and I made sure I had it on my to-do list when I woke up yesterday, about Christmas creep. And Ted, I think I told you this, one of the top 10 hidden topics people like to kvetch about in talk radio is the creep of one holiday into the other. But I've never heard Thanksgiving defend it so well. We have completely obliterated. I think you say Thanksgiving might be worth a billion here or there, but Christmas, that's where we roll in. Soon, Christmas could start in October, right? Or mid-October.
Absolutely. I feel like Dom now does to a degree, like the moment Halloween hits and the pumpkin spice lattes kind of leave the shelf.
Yes.
We are just deluged with lights and Christmas stuff, and Starbucks changes their cups over and they all become red with the peppermint mocha, whatever it is. It's crazy. And why? It's all about money. These retailers won't give us a chance to celebrate the one holiday that no politics. It's completely agnostic of everything. It's you giving thanks for what you have and having fun, football and family. And we should enjoy that.
Absolutely. Well, we're not enjoying the football too much here. Do you have a, well, you're in Atlanta. And they're just kind of, they're never horrible, but they're kind of dull to me, the Atlanta Falcons. There's nothing about them that rouses.
Listen, Dom, the only thing they care about in the South here is college football. It doesn't matter if pro football wins or not.
Yeah, that's probably what it is. Ted, I wanted to go back to socialism, too. One more comment. One of the biggest defenses, and Mondami does that, he puts Democrat socialist in front of it every time. We don't even get to talking about communism with them, which is a possibility. What do you say to those? Sanders does this. Bernie Sanders does this all the time. Well, look at Denmark. Look at Sweden. Look at these countries. They have socialism that is up and down the line, and yet they're happy. Everybody's, you know, you lose 60% maybe of your income, but everybody's good.
Yeah, I understand people who make these arguments, but it's not what we were founded on, right? When you talk about life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, mm-hmm. it's also the pursuit of your dreams. Talk to people that live in their country and ask them about their dreams, and there are none. That's why countries like Sweden and Denmark, they never innovate. Tell me the last time anybody who's listening today heard of them come up with a great idea like Elon Musk did, or what you see with NVIDIA today, or Apple, or Google, or Microsoft, or any of these titans of industry and technology. They weren't created in Sweden and Denmark, I can tell you that. And that's just not what we're founded on. So if you feel like in the end you'd be happy making 70 grand a year, you can never make any more, and you get free government health care, that's a place to move to. But I don't think it's what Americans want.
Hopefully not. I can hardly wait. When does the YouTube thing launch, Ted?
We launch on the first week of January.
Aha. Uh-huh. Well, we're marking that down to have you back, and I'll be talking to you for the podcast. I'm going to make sure I get a lot of Ted Jenkins going on your national shows, local shows, podcasts. We got it all covered. Where do people find you, Ted?
The easiest thing to do is just go to our website. It's ESLAdvisors.com. And I started to put together a free ebook on the quickest way to save money in taxes. So if you hit the website somewhere, I'll get you our free ebook, and hopefully I could put a few more of those hard-earned dollars in your pocket.
Thank you, Ted. Have a great Thanksgiving. We'll talk soon.
Okay.
All right.
You too, Dom. Thanks.
Thank you. Like this afternoon, once I latch on to a guest, have him on the national show, have him on this, a podcast. It's got to be a fourth way there. Why don't we pipe you in the next listener event we do? Say hello to Scott Jenkins, Ted. All right. Missed opportunity. You heard what he said. The president could have said, I don't know what Trump's doing with Mondani. You know, you're not going to get many opportunities like that. I think this guy's got to be taken on. This fraud of this, the nonsense up and down the line, particularly like this is a new idea, particularly like he has gotten his mind a little bit different now since he's been elected. I don't believe that. I think he's going to follow through and what he did. I hope he does. Because if he does, he's going to be very dangerous to Democrats winning the midterms. Simply because we'll point to him constantly. So what would be the elevator speech difference between socialism and capitalism? There are several that have been done over the years. But again, golden opportunity. The whole country was watching us. All right, I'm coming to you on the side question. Hit us with that person with the name with the or of attached to it. And get your name into the hat later this week. $50 gift card to Gallows. 855-839-1210. That's how you get on board. By the way, do not forget Scott Jennings. This is going to be a signature event, Politics and Pints. Great bar, great site, the Colonial, storied Colonial. When we did our event with the four hosts there, it was fabulous. Right there in Phoenixville, a lot of great places to eat. And Scott's book is as inside as you can get. Extensive time with President Trump and a bonus, Elon Musk. I'm going to ask him a lot about Musk in addition to Trump. And he's probably the best guy out there that can duke it out on what Trump is doing versus the attackers. Okay. You know, even though he differs at times, that doesn't matter. His defense is spot on. They can't touch it. And then there's the old West part of it. People sitting across on the other side, they ought to take six guns out and his with two or three liberals a night that he owns. All right, all you have to do is go to 1210WPHT.com. Tip of the day, too, and a lot of people are doing this. Get the meet and greet. It's fabulous. You can come backstage. You get the book. You get the chance to be backstage before. We have like an hour. We have people mill around, and we talk with Scott Jennings about all things. You can ask him what you want. He's very open to that. Heck, he's letting me drive him to the event. I still think a rental car is needed.
I would think so.
Yeah, I mean, I have to bump up the car here. You know, I don't know if he needs a limo. I don't know if he's used to that or not. With CNN, is that what they provide?
Yeah, is he going to sit up front with you, or is he going to like he's a passenger?
He's got to sit up front. And I'm open to wearing a chauffeur's hat if that's necessary this event. Yeah. We'll design it. Minnie, get on that. Design that chauffeur's hat. Get those tickets, 1210WPHT.com. 1210WPHT.com.
This is Talk Radio 1210 WPHT On Demand. On Demand.
All right, Dom Giordano Show. Finally, this is just in. The Department of War announced on Monday it is investigating Senator Mark Kelly, retired Navy captain, former astronaut, following his appearance in that, quote, public service announcement. The Pentagon statement reads as follows. The Department of War has received serious allegations of misconduct against Captain Mark Kelly. In accordance with the Unified Code of Military Justice and other applicable regulations, a thorough review of these allegations has been initiated to determine further actions, which may include recall to active duty for court-martial proceedings or administrative measures. All right, I need some military folks. Jump into the ring. Put on your uniform. Let me read that last sentence. That would include recall to active duty. They could recall him to active duty for court-martial proceedings or administrative measures. This matter will be handled in compliance with military law, ensuring due process and impartiality. Further official comments will be limited to preserve the integrity of the proceeding. The Department of War reminds all individuals that military retirees remain subject to the UCMJ for applicable defenses. Federal laws prohibit actions intended to interfere with the loyalty, morale, or good order and discipline of the armed forces. Any violations will be addressed through appropriate legal channels. I was unaware of that you still are subject to that. If you're in the military, we're in the military. Are you aware of that? That surprised me. I wonder how this would happen. So here might be the thing that comes out of this, rather than what President Trump said, because I don't know that these people are going to be convicted of sedition. I'm just giving you the reality. But maybe they lose pension. Maybe they lose military rank. maybe they lose something else akin to this. This just came down. This is serious business that the investigation then, I mean, to me, it's pretty clear. And he has every right to be on the record. He could tell them what he was thinking, et cetera, how this happened. I don't think Mark Kelly's going to yell, yeah, I did order the code red.
Oh, could you imagine?
See, and the kingpin of this, look, I think Mark Kelly got hoodwinked into this. Mark Kelly doesn't strike me as the genius here. The one that thinks she's the genius, the obvious one that did this, is Slotkin. She's out there in the front. She's cocky, big time. And the Crow guy, Congressman Crow. The others, I'm not so sure. I am praying right now, put the candles up. Kelly, I guess, the most prominent to Trump. Let's go to Rich in Philly. I need military people, please. Were you aware of that? At least I'm reading right from it now, word by word. Recalled active duty so he could be court-martialed. Let's go to Rich in Philly. All right, Rich, what can you tell us about this?
Well, he was an officer, and he probably didn't resign his commission when he got out of the service, and you are subject to recall.
He still could be recalled for active duty, you're saying, Rich?
Well, they did that to the dentist facial surgeons during the Iraq and war.
Okay.
When they needed those guys to repair, you know, from the IEDs. And most of those guys were in their 60s and 70s when they called them back.
Right. Now, Rich, this says, though, USN retired next to it.
You still have to resign your commission.
Okay.
And he probably did not resign his commission when he exited the military.
Okay. So what do you think of this procedure? Is this over the top to investigate and possibly do that?
No. They were wrong in what they did. They tried to stir the pot. Very simple.
And if he kept his commission, then I don't think this is circumventing anything. You're right. He's still in that loop, and there could be consequences to that.
That is correct.
Thank you, Rich. Thanks very much. 855-839-1210. So maybe he's the only one. Maybe the others did not. You know where I'm going with this. I mean, there's got to be a way to investigate Houlihan. The reason it bothers me is this. Houlihan, the Dean of Decency, Mary Gay Scanlon, and the others, they exhibit their Trump hatred in ways that are completely uncivil and I would say irrational. Yet they and their willing mobs in the suburbs lecture the rest of us constantly about civility, decency. Remember that? And, you know, I told you where I got that from if you're a new listener. She claimed the first time she ran, Madeline Dean, that a guy came there, was a rainstorm, didn't have his umbrella, he's all wet and all comes in. I just have one word, decency.
Decency.
Go to Washington to restore decency.
Decency.
That's right. You're decent, Madeline. Yeah, those bicycles selling for Christmas with the communist Chinese imprimatur on them, you and your husband, according to the Philadelphia Inquirer. How are they doing? And Mary Gay Scanlon, big-time corporate attorney. And then Houlihan, with the company who did big business, the apparel company who did big business in China, in the same places. And we're going to take all these lectures, all these sermons from these three. All right, so I'm unaware of the others, their status, and that maybe that's why Mark Kelly is the first one. This is a real moment here, though. They say they're investigating him, and that means if the investigation leads to that conclusion, he could be recalled for a military court-martial. I think that's exactly what should happen here. If he kept that commission, as Joe said, I think that's exactly where this should go. And I think the punishment here should be for every one of them, whatever the pensions, titles, or other perks are, should be looked at based upon what they've done here. We don't have to go sedition, even though I think, based upon some of the stuff they said on the Sunday shows, it's outrageous how far this goes. If a lot of people are calling them now, then that's evidence. Why all of a sudden these people call, oh, I think this is an illegal order now? You know how this starts. They want to think it's an illegal order. What has Trump ordered people to do that's illegal? And the one they brought up and got shot down over the weekend was the idea of Trump wanting to shoot in the leg some of the protesters in front of the White House. But several of the commentators pointed out Trump never ordered that. There was never an order, and everybody agreed there wasn't. Why are you bringing that up? Well, because that shows what he could do. So we're going to put that question into the minds of our military. 855-839-1210. All right, coming to you on the side question two. Grab a line. Let's talk about Mark Kelly here on Talk Radio 1210.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.